It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Hey, you're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. And Jethro, that's country with a twist for all you people out there. 94.9 GR. Bob, 99.5 in your hometown of Lowell.
Yes, sir. And welcome to the show. Thanks so much, Jop. And thanks, Conrad, for doing such a great job manning these massive buttons and switches and levers. I feel like I'm watching the Wizard of Oz here. You're the man behind the curtain.
Yeah, he is magic because he can make even us sound good. So that's an amazing thing.
And I want to give you guys kudos because I know your station in Lowell, 99.5, is mine. And for a couple of months, it had some, burnt wires. I think some squirrels got in there or something.
Yeah.
But it's all fixed up and running. And
new squirrels.
You're piping out loud and clear.
Right. Yeah.
And don't forget Jethro South, you guys, 98.9 FM and 980 AM, Otsego, Kalamazoo.
That's perfect. Awesome. Yeah. That's
we'd
awesome.
We'd love to be down there
let's
in that
get
Bronco
some,
country.
Let's get some more stations.
Yeah, exactly. Bob, when we talked to everybody last week, I was headed out to the Sparty Party on Saturday. We actually recorded a little early, and the good, bad, and the ugly. We'll stick about the bad and the ugly, and I'll just tell you, it took me a while to get in there.
Yeah.
The traffic was crazy. I got there way early, but obviously not early enough.
But I bet it didn't affect your mood at all.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. You know, after sitting there for the first hour, you just stop being mad about it because there's nothing you can do. So you just, start texting people, calling people on the phone, working on this or that, and, a couple hours later, I was in the place. But we had a great time. I had partnered up with one of our vendors, Lincoln National. I got to give Bob Guinea a shout out because he got us in the first four parking spots. He had some handicapped parking stickers. I saw him limp, so I'm not going to throw him under that bus. But we were right.
Well, if he's
next
handicapped, you shouldn't be throwing him anywhere.
No, exactly. I'm not sure. Yeah, well, whatever. Yeah. Anyway.
Lincoln National, that's a great Michigan company.
Yep. So basically, we were in the first four spots on the northeast corner of the parking lot, right behind the south end of the stadium. And the highlight of the whole deal for me, we had some great food, and we'll cover some of those things that we brought. But the highlight of the whole thing for me was the band. There was a gentleman in our tailgate who used to be a drum major in the Michigan State Band when he was in college several years ago, but was still connected to the program, went over and found the band director. They sent the entire Michigan State Band over. He stood in our tailgate, and they did the fight song. I mean, it just made the hair stand up on the back of your neck. It was so loud.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, man, it was really, really cool.
And they don't
cool.
even need microphones or anything because you got all those horns and those big drums. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was cool.
How cool.
I don't think it was the halftime band, but, it was like the pep band that was running around, but there were still 70 or 80 of them out there.
Whoa.
It was so cool. So very cool. But we had a great tailgate, a little bit of misty rain. I know there's probably a lot of Michigan fans listening that didn't think too much of the result of the game, but all things considered, you have to admit that it was a fantastic game. Michigan was up most of the game, and then it ended in a different way. Go Green.
Well, I got to watch it from Cranker's Brewery up in Big Rapids.
Sure.
And he's got a new Blood Red Orange IPA that is fantastic. I could only stay till halftime because I could only have a couple beers because I had to drive back to deer camp,
sure,
which is about a 25-minute run.
Yep.
So I wanted to make sure I was smart and got to hunt and didn't, drive intoxicated.
So one of the things I want to talk about from the tailgate as far as food went is that we brought some ribs, and what we did is, and it was an experiment, but it worked. I smoked them on the smoker, and I cut them up into individual bones after they were smoked, right? And they were on there about 6 hours. And I cooled them down and put them in a cooler in a big metal, like, chafing pan.
Yep.
Right? And then when I got there, I put them right on the grill in that chafing pan. I took a beer and poured it right in the bottom of the pan, and I took tin foil and put it over the top and kind of let them steam on a medium grill. I didn't want to cook them anymore. I just wanted to get that beer boiling in there.
Warm them up.
And warm them up. They were in there maybe like 15, 20 minutes is all, and you couldn't touch them, man, when you pulled them out of there. They were that hot and fresh, and that beer moistened everything back up again. because, you know, when ribs get cold, dry out, they get a little firm.
Yep.
Right? And these loosened right back up again. And people are like, oh, my God, you cooked ribs here? How'd you do that so quick? And I'm like, well, you know, it's magic. It's Grilling Guy's magic. But anyway, yeah,
they,
so that was
but,
a, that
but
was
they didn't get oversteamed, so they fell apart.
Right. No, no. No.
Great.
They still had the little pull
that's
on
the key.
Bone. Yeah.
The key there is timing. Timing and temperature, right?
Right.
And if in our world, if your ribs are falling off the bone, you've gone too long.
Right.
Now,
too far.
Now, in your world is all that matters because your wife or girlfriend or better half, however that person wants them, that's what matters where you're grilling. So we no longer judge ribs because
right.
My wife likes them falling off the bone.
Right.
And I have a hard time doing it, but I do it for her.
Well, and the thing is that we – many moons ago, we competed in barbecue, and you had to understand what they were looking for and what the perceived perfect rib was, and it didn't fall off the bone, and that's kind of stuck with me. No pun intended.
KCBS, Kansas right. City Barbecue Society.
Right. But most people, and I get it, especially the ladies, they don't want to pull on that bone and gnaw on that bone. They want to just get the meat off the bone, and therefore you cook them a little longer, and you can just shake it a little bit, and it'll fall off. But
so many jokes in
right.
there.
Yeah, I'll leave them all
so,
alone.
So I had a little mishap at deer camp. I was by myself, which was pretty lonely.
Was this after the state game? I mean, we're talking
yeah,
about the
well,
same
the whole
stint?
Weekend. The whole
oh, okay.
weekend. My buddy Joe came out and helped me move a stand. Thank you, Joe. You're just a...
Got to have buddies during deer
yeah.
camp. Yeah.
And he's a retired Army E-8 and lives up there. Got a beautiful property and house and known him since childhood. Helped me, and without his help, I couldn't. It's that 22 footer.
Yeah,
and
right.
I,
yeah, it's,
you
it's,
and I
it's not that heavy. It's just super awkward when it gets in the air. Yeah.
So I now have it in the perfect tree.
Good.
But I saw nothing. I have nothing on my game cams. Nothing going on right now.
Huh.
So I should be up there right now, but my wife took off for the weekend, and I got to finish up my barbecue area in the back. So I'm taking the weekend off and just giving the spots.
Too.
I know, but I got, you know, I'm still a dad and a husband and all that stuff.
So explain the mishap.
Well, so after my last hunt Sunday morning, I'm cruising through. There's 400 acres we have control of there.
Right.
And they're different cousins, different gates to open and whatnot. And I don't go in the other ones much. And I will never again. There was just enough ground fog that I couldn't quite see the trails aren't very well established. They're smooth, but we never use them much anymore, so it's not like, you know, there's all kinds of tire tracks or anything. And I think based on the fog, it was only like 2 foot off the ground. It was really cool looking,
yeah,
but I couldn't see the tracks, and I veered off it just enough that I was no longer on the track, and I found a stump. And it went under my Jeep.
Ooh.
And I have never stopped so fast in my life. Well, one other time.
Hit a wall, though.
One other time.
It's like, boom,
yeah.
You're done.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
You were okay, but the car wasn't? Or the Jeep?
Terrible. It's so depressing because I just come to the... I'd been telling my friends how much I loved this Jeep because I had 200,000 miles on it.
Right.
And it didn't owe me a thing. The thing
right.
never broke. I put a couple front hubs on it, and that's it,
right.
And wheel bearings.
Right.
And I just decided I'm going to see how many miles I can put on this thing. Well, the night before and then Saturday and was going to be Sunday, there's some great hills just across the road, and I was having fun climbing sandy hills.
Right.
And I found that thing went really well. Well, and it had rained, and the roads were terribly muddy, so... This Jeep looked so cool with it's got a little bit of a lift to it and all this mud,
not enough
all this
it's not stump jumper lift
no but it had all this mud on the sides and it was just like yeah that's what this thing's made to do
right
so that's why I decided to go for one last little ride before I left to just
always
take
that
it down
last
the trail.
One more
yeah
get you in trouble one more
yeah. So my buddy Joe, like a good friend he is, I called him up and I said, buddy, I need to get my Jeep to a body shop. And he says, what's going on? So he comes over. He has a car hauler behind one of his many trucks.
Right.
And we hauled that thing all the way down to Lowell to Barry Auto Body, who does all my body work. And we've got five kids, done a lot of body work.
Right.
And then I had to talk to my agent, who's a sweetheart, and then I had to talk to a claim
agent, your niece,
a claims adjuster. Yes,
right.
And this claims adjuster, I'm just so ashamed. I got to call in a claim for stupidity.
Right.
And
it's an accident.
And I want to give credit to Farm Bureau. This girl was so nice. I won't say her name, but somewhere in Lansing, probably. She said, "Well, you have full coverage, so good for you. That's what it's for." And she took that guilty feeling I had off of me.
That's okay. I'll give it back.
But I have better news because the week has gotten so much better. We have a new sponsor.
We do.
We do. And you might have seen this guy doing his infomercials. He used to work out of the trunk of his car. But MyPillows is coming on with the Grilling Guys, and we're going to have MyPillow sponsorship now, and we're going to have some nice pillows.
Yeah, we are. Bed toppers, whatever it may be. But that's cool. That's good news. The Grilling Guys are legit, right? We're too legit to quit because we had an opportunity to. But anyway, coming up next, maybe a last-minute trip to Alan Bob's or some fresh kills. Stick with us. We'll be back.